This episode of the Coder Dojo podcast is brought to you by Audible.
Welcome to the Coder Dojo podcast.
Hello again and welcome to the Coder Dojo podcast. I am Kevin Smith and I am here with Liam, Ray, Alan, Pat, and Paul, and Luca Fortner. People, say hello.
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 Liam is in his Slenderman costume this week.
Well, kind of, half of it.
Well,
Stand your feet.
He kind of changed out a little bit, but that should be the episode picture for this week. I found out you can do that now. You can change the separate picture for each week.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, like, but, like, on, I don't think on all RSS feeds it'll change individually per episode. I think it'll just say the stock, like, logo. Mm-hmm. But if you go onto the hosting service site, and I think if you get it on iTunes and a couple of other ones, you'll see the individual photo. So, yeah, I'm gonna actually, like, for some of them, I might put in individual.
Kevin Podcast Pro Tip!
I don't know if that was or was meant to be.
Okay, well. Yeah.
What?
We're admiring Riley's costume from last year as well.
Oh, yeah, I remember your costume from last year.
No
what
face.
Was that?
No Face from Spirited Away.
You need to send me that photo because that would be an even better one.
Both of them in Photoshop. Oh,
wait,
never mind, sorry, too.
Well, never mind. And we are back. We took a small break because of our trademark interruptions of sorts. Okay, so new Smash Bros. Features.
Take it away, Liam.
It's Player Brawls!
You can do a really good impression of the Smash Bros. Announcer.
Yes. Luigi. Mario. what else? Bowser.
So there's eight player, you can play like up to eight players, and there's...
They're only on certain stages, the bigger ones, like Hyrule Temple and whatnot. And they're bringing out larger stages, like a larger version of Battlefield and a larger version of Final Destination.
I still think it's going to get pretty hectic, though.
Yes. Yes, it will.
Like, my only fear, like, on the 3DS version, it's... Don't play four player on the 3DS version. The screen is too small. Like, it's not like there's any lag or anything. It's amazing that there isn't any lag, but like, you just can't see who you are properly, and that's my only fear.
Yeah.
If you're playing eight players.
Yeah.
Unless you're playing
right.
on like a massive television.
You definitely need a very big screen
Oculus
to play.
Oculus Rift support.
That'd be crazy and very cool.
Yeah, but Oculus Rift is only really good for like. First-person game.
First-person Smash Bros!
but the crazy thing
I can't see anything!
The Nintendo released this video, which is 50 facts about the new Smash Bros, and it's actually narrated by the announcer.
Yeah, I know.
But they introduced the fact that you could play 8 players Smash like this. Oh, notice that 5th player? Yes, you can play 5-player Brawl! And then they send you a couple other facts, and then go on as, oh, what's this? A 6th player!
The announcer actually did an AMA on Reddit.
Yeah?
Yeah, and I didn't read it, but apparently somebody asked him to sing the Pokemon theme song in the Smash Bros. Announcer voice, and he sung the first verse of it.
That's awesome.
That is a thing.
Yes. What else has been going on recently?
Don't show me your cats.
What?
Please show me pictures of his cat.
We might have just found an episode.
Is it your cat? Okay. Is it more than one cat?
Please, I have one cat.
Okay. Okay. So it's got white paws and the black. Okay.
New section.
White.
Lucas cat.
Very good.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Lucas cat. Touch my mouse.
Oh, my cat's in
my mouse
back. And he's an alcoholic.
We've done the pet thing before. We probably
should. Yeah.
I'm kind of curious though. Alcoholic? Is he recovering?
I was joking. As if, hi, my name's Luca and I'm an alcoholic. But.
Okay.
Cataholic.
Oh, we should have done the.
You're onto something.
Okay, so in next week, or either next week or the week before, we are going to have the eulogy for Sock Harry, like we promised.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, yes.
That is going to be a thing.
We will make it happen.
It would have been perfect for this week because of Halloween and, you know, death.
Halloween.
That sounds wrong. I don't know what it is about that, but it sounds wrong.
What kind of ween?
Yeah.
The ween of it sounds...
Please just stop talking.
Moving on.
Sorry, those with the over active imaginations.
Mm. Actually, the part of the part of skin on your elbow.
Yeah, it's called a weenus.
The rough part.
Like at the bit of your elbow.
Yeah.
Weird.
Who would choose to we need a name for this rough part of wibbly skin.
Why not make it weird?
Skin.
Call it ween.
So
that's the thing.
Quickly
yeah.
move on.
Okay.
We have a hedgehog.
Yes.
On our property. He was just kind of sitting there. Hedgehogs are really cute.
Moving away from the pet thing, because if we do the pet thing again, I wouldn't be here all day.
He's not technically a pet, though.
What did you call him?
We haven't named him.
You have to name him Sonic. You have to.
Paint him blue and call him Sonic.
No, stay away from the blue dye.
Okay, so let's get into the next subject, which is... Okay, scary games or something like... Games that are creepy or what? Things that are creepy.
I've not played that many scary games.
I have, neither have I.
Yeah? Okay, take it away!
Alright, so the first name I would have to say is I'm scared.
Come nearer to the microphone.
That sounds more like a statement than the name of the game. Would you care to elaborate?
Come nearer the microphone.
Yeah.
Like coloring.
Okay, a game. I would suggest that's fun. I can't quite remember its name. I think it's called I'm Scared. It's a fun game. It's mostly pixelated, but it's 3D. It's based off of a ghost, and the ghost is sort of like a face. It's a bit like Jeff the Killer sort of face.
Jeff the Killer?
I won't suggest looking him up.
Okay.
Don't look him up.
Okay.
Really don't.
When I was younger, I used to have nightmares.
Now
everyone knows.
You can get the game on Game Jolt, which is a website that has a lot of games, and there's also games on it that are scary. So if you want to find good scary games, some of them are flash, would go on Game Jolt. I know a lot of famous YouTubers use the website to get games as well. I suggest we download it now.
And we're back again. Another.
Interruption.
Anyway, so we've heard from Luca Leo.
Amnesia? I played a bit of Amnesia. No,
what is Amnesia?
We've all played Slenderman. And let's stress to Slenderman.
Okay, yeah.
You should totally mention Slenderman.
Yeah, of course we've
Does anybody still have a video of James playing it?
It's on YouTube.
Oh,
really?
Yes.
If we find the link, we're going to put it like in the description.
Yeah, I'm going to like edit in a voice clip of it.
Yeah, that's good. And what else? Alien Isolation looks pretty cool.
It got mediocre reviews.
Yeah.
It seems pretty fun. I've played it like a little sneak peek of it, and it seems kind of interesting idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I just like the Alien movies. They're really cool. Like especially the first one.
Apparently, they were only gonna put in.
I haven't seen them either.
No. You gotta see those.
I have so many movies to see.
Like,
definitely start with the first Alien.
Need to come to our house and just sit on the couch for like a week. And during that time, you'll just watch every single movie that you have to catch up on.
Actually, so should Khan and Harry. Because we've got at least 4 movies that we really have to have them see.
I started watching Star Wars. I've seen episode 4 and episode 5.
Yay! What did you think?
Wasn't the biggest fan of episode 4.
Okay.
Liked episode 5, but the only thing I didn't like about episode 5 was how we just have to assume, like, we just have to accept the fact that, oh, they're, like, on a different planet now. Like, and oh, T now has a way better control of the Force, even though Obi-Wan is dead. Spoilers.
But he's still kind of with him in a way. Was it weird seeing all the, like, things that you must have, like, caught, had glimpses of just existing in our world?
Because I got, like, you know, the laser noises.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I got such a nostalgia hit for that because the first game I ever owned for a DS, for my DS, which was my first console, was Lego Star Wars 2. And and the first character you play as is Greedo, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I just for most of it I just went around shooting like pew 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 pew.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my god, it's the same noises.
Yeah, it's a very iconic noise. I believe they made it from tapping bridge cables.
Yeah,
special bridge cables.
And then it was cool to like just like hear all like the mm-hmm. like I've heard about all these iconic bits like the I Am Your Father bit, the that was really fun.
The Force look?
Yeah, the laser noises,
the sound of a lightsaber?
Yeah, the Wilhelm scream.
No, that's not a Wilhelm scream.
I'll edit it in.
No, let's not attempt to do the Wilhelm scream for the rest of this podcast.
Okay.
Thoughts
on like the Death Star and X-Wing fighters and whatnot.
Yeah, then like I'd heard about the Death Star explosion, but I didn't think it was gonna be in the first movie. Like, as in that's what I didn't like about the first movie. Like, it felt like everything was rushed.
Mm.
Like I would have liked if like the Death Star explosion or something, like they would have elaborated on that a bit more, and like that bit was in the second movie.
All the elaboration happened afterwards. Thoughts on Darth Vader?
Cool, yeah. Mm-hmm. As in episode 4 though, they had like 8 people voicing him. Because I was bored, so I started watching the credits. And for Darth Vader there was like a list of like 8 names, I think.
Mm. Well, it's not just a voice, like they have to, there's a guy like acting out his movements.
Yeah.
And there's another guy. What's the other guy do? There's several guys who all do the different things that make Darth Vader.
Like the raspy breath and the...
Yeah.
And then there's also a voice and stuff. I don't know though. 8 people. That doesn't seem...
Well, no, because like... Well, yeah, there's other stuff.
Like, as in, and then when I got to the Yoda bit, like, I thought that I would be able to like ignore the fact that this was made back in the 1970s or 80s, but Yoda just killed me because I could see like you could tell that he was animatronic.
Well, yeah,
well,
he's a puppet.
Yeah, like that's what I mean. Like you could tell that he wasn't like, natural.
So for us,
I think that was the only bit though that like sort of pulled me out of the experience.
Yeah,
I haven't seen them all.
But for us though, we saw we watched the Muppets. Like the old ones, and so we know the actor who actually.
Yeah, I've watched.
But
do you know Miss Piggy?
Yeah,
yeah, that's Yoda.
I can never watch.
Yeah, but we really. What's his name?
He's Frank Oz.
Yeah, Frank Oz, and we saw him in the Blues Brothers as well. So like we knew him for a long time
before we watched.
So because we really liked him as
I'm
a puppet
a list
master
now.
Guy.
You remember Fozzie Bear as well from the Muppets?
Yeah.
That's also Frank Oz.
And am I the only one who thought it was really weird that like the chef, when he would flick his hands
that's
up, you would
Frank
see
Oz.
Actual hands.
Yeah, those hands are Frank Oz's hands.
Those hands were inside Yoda.
No, that is our episode title. Okay, list of movies I need to watch. Star Wars, Alien.
And Aliens.
Sorry, in brackets, Aliens.
Blues Brothers.
Blues.
Have you seen The Princess Bride?
I have seen that.
Thank God.
I haven't seen it in a while.
Oh.
Have you seen The Fifth Element?
What is that?
The Fifth Element.
The Fifth... element.
Is it
11th hour?
Nope.
I've heard of it, but I've never
seen
it.
Yeah, I think I've heard of it.
Yeah, I don't remember much of it because I was pretty young. But it was
No, no, you're not done yet. Have you seen The Matrix?
Oh, jeez. It gets worse.
How have you not
have seen,
seen
Back to the Future?
Yes.
Okay.
Have you seen
the
second one?
I have the trilogy on DVD.
Oh, thank God.
Good.
Good. Jurassic Park.
I think I have seen it, but I don't think I've seen a full... Like, I've seen bits of it.
You've got to watch the first one.
I spelled that wrong.
Jaws?
Yeah, I was just thinking. Jaws. Which other
okay,
this
else,
is getting ridiculous.
Yeah.
Sure, we're missing some. Like you've seen, have you seen Pixar movies?
Yes.
Well, how many have you seen?
I've
seen
most
of them.
Most of them, yeah.
Okay.
Most, if not all of them.
Okay. Like Monsters Inc.
Yeah.
Good.
Monsters
The Incredibles.
Well, we can
yeah.
move away from
Good.
Pixar movies.
Yeah, we can move
most
away.
Have seen.
Monsters.
Have you seen Studio Ghibli films? Any of those?
No.
Okay.
We need to get to them.
Yes. Just put Studio Ghibli. Anything with
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Hayao Miyazaki.
Yeah.
Hayao Miyazaki specifically does
Kevin,
the best
have you
anime
seen
movies.
Sherlock? The BBC.
Yeah,
all
I've
it?
Seen all of it.
Thank God.
Good. And I'm just trying to think of other movies. There's
Indiana Jones.
Yes, I've seen them.
Yeah. I imagine you've seen all the Marvel Cinematic. Universe
most
ones?
Of them.
Most of
them. I haven't seen the new Thor movie. I haven't seen the original Iron Man.
Okay, the original Iron Man
yeah.
is quite good, especially as a kickoff to the series. And the new Thor movie is actually very funny.
Yeah.
Plus, like the whole beginning of the Iron Man of the original Iron Man movie is just because you know the character, and it's just awesome seeing the build up in live action of like him making the suit and everything. So the rest of the movie is okay.
Yeah, I think I watched like Thor and the first Captain America in the same day, and I think I figured out what, and I preferred them to the sequels, and I think I found out why, because S.H.I.E.L.D. isn't in them. S.H.I.E.L.D., like I've said this before.
Yeah, yeah.
And
so if any of the audience members have any other movies that you think Kevin should watch,
hit me up on Twitter @ Kevin the Pirate.
Yeah.
Kevin the Pirate.
Yeah, I was like, I had to change it because the one that I had was bad. And I feel like Kevin the Pirate, that works.
You are a pirate. Yarr, you lonely day. You're a pirate who's wonderfully free.
I come back to this.
Have you heard of anything Joss Whedon has done apart from The Avengers?
No.
Okay, no. I guess we have to add Firefly to the list at some point.
Yep.
Maybe a bit all of them, but...
What else?
We're listing off the movie that Luca just watched. Came in. We're listing the movies that I need to watch that I haven't seen.
Dark Knight series.
I have seen. I haven't seen the original. I haven't seen the second one.
The
meant to be
second one is the best.
I know.
Wait, have you seen the third one? But obviously.
Yeah, I've seen Batman Begins and The Dark Knight Rises.
I just don't understand watching movies out of chronological order.
Terminator.
Oh, that show was interesting.
Yeah.
Terminator.
What else?
They're all at the back of my head.
Does it have to be a movie?
Huh? Not necessarily.
Yeah,
just
but
something.
Movies are easier because that's something he can actually spend like the end of the day watching and stuff.
Yeah.
If it's a TV series, then you need to commit a certain amount of time to it. So movies are good.
I just feel like saying something
because
it made Kanan faint because there's lots of blood in
it. Okay, sure.
What
go
Nick?
Ahead. What is
Nick?
It?
I don't like the show, man.
The what?
Nick.
The Nick. I've never heard of it.
It's got an N and Nick.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know if I ever watched it.
I'm assuming everyone here is watching Doctor Who.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm not keeping up to date, but I have them all recorded and I'm going to like binge them tomorrow.
You
yeah.
better.
Next week.
That's pretty much what we're doing as well.
Yeah.
Because we watch it with Dad, and he's often away, so we need to record them and then watch them in bulk when he comes back.
Yeah.
I don't often usually I keep up to date with series, but I don't usually watch them week by week. I usually just wait for a backlog of them and then catch them up. But I did that with Naruto the anime,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't realize how long I'd left it. So over the week, in 4 days, I binged 50 episodes.
Jesus Christ. There's a jelly bean in the corner. Like, there's just a jelly bean there.
It's white. I wouldn't be confident in any of us eating that.
Let's go.
Because I'm not...
Have you seen
sure
the,
jelly
the Avatar series? Avatar The Last Airbender?
I have seen a bit of it.
Okay. It's pretty good.
It's definitely worth the watch.
Yeah.
It's like, I have
but
so many, like...
Completely unrelated,
episodes.
Have you seen the Avatar
the
movie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, which Avatar are we talking about? Like...
Not the sucky not the sucky Airbender one.
James Cameron.
Or the...
Alien.
Or the intergalactic smart.
Yeah.
I have made several attempts, but I've never watched the full movie.
Okay.
I was on a plane and I was gonna watch it. I was gonna watch Avatar and I watched like an hour and a half of it and then I got distracted and ended up watching The Social Network.
Okay. Okay, what about Groundhog Day?
I have to watch it as well.
Or, it's not a great movie, but it is pretty good. What is it called? Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yes, I've seen that.
Yeah.
I really like that.
We watched that recently. Well, we hadn't seen it before.
It was fantastic.
We were watching all
Robin
I think the main reason I liked it because I watched it when I was 8 and there was a lot of cursing in it. And before, I was not allowed to watch a lot of stuff with cursing in it and it was PG. So, no, but look, I saw it again like last year and it's actually, I think it's a good movie.
Oh yeah.
Like, it's not the best movie I've seen.
Yeah, of course. Like, it's a good solid movie. I like the message that goes out as well, that they send out as well. Good Morning Vietnam.
Nope. This is getting to be a quite big...
You should put up a nope counter.
Maybe we should order these in urgency of watching. Like, you... I'm trying to remember the list now, but
Lord
you really...
So
Have you seen the Lord of the Rings?
I have seen them, but I don't remember... I remember almost nothing.
Then watch
I've
them again.
I've seen, like, the first one
and
the second one. I haven't seen the third one, and I don't remember much.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So the list is... So the list is Star Wars, The Alien Series, Blues Brothers, The Fifth Element, The Matrix, Jurassic Park, Jaws, Studio Ghibli movies in general, Thor, The Dark World, Iron Man, The Dark Knight, Terminator, Avatar, The Intergalactic Smurfs one, Groundhog Day, Good Morning Vietnam, and The Lord of the Rings.
Mm-hmm.
You said Lord of Ring.
Shut up.
The Lord of Ring. Just one ring.
Just the one.
Turtles.
Okay, so we're going to take a short break and then we will be back.
For you, the listeners of the Coder Dojo podcast, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their services. I personally recommend an audiobook. How about The Hunger Games? Okay. Basically, it's the equivalent of having almost every book ever written inside your head.
Warning, Audible does not contain all books ever written and shall not infest your head like a brain, Cormac.
Now, that might also sound kind of scary or creepy, but it's brilliant. Check it out. Audible. In your head. Boom.
Hey guys, Kevin here, and I just want you all to know about Coder Dojo, the thing that we get our name from. Basically, if you want to learn how to code and make games and websites and other things about computers, then you should come down to Coder Dojo. It's completely free. There's people your age there, whatever age you are, from 6 to 16, from whatever age. And we're in tons of places, so chances are, near you, there is a Coder Dojo. And we're not just talking about in Ireland, we're in other countries too. So I highly recommend coming down to Coder Dojo and give it a couple of weeks. I guarantee you'll like it.
Hello again, and we are back after our break. Now, so I am still here with Liam, Riley, Luca and Alan. People say hello again.
Hello!
And okay, so I would like to talk about resources people can use for learning code. We each just go around and name one. Liam, do you want to start?
Okay, Code Academy and W3 schools are good when you're starting off with like web design and JavaScript, CSS, HTML, whatnot. Though they're good when paired with a mentor, because especially W3 Schools has an extensive library of stuff, and it's kind of hard to know where to go. Like, the tutorials are all right, but they don't teach you the good stuff right away.
Yeah, like, for me, I use W3 Schools if I know something, but I don't know, like, the syntax or, like,
yeah,
technicality.
If I forget, what letters are capital or something.
Yeah, like, I use it as, like, or like a dictionary or something. Ready?
Well, the best way to learn code is to get up and go to your nearest Coder Dojo.
Convenient, because I actually put a Coder Dojo ad in the break.
Sweet. So.
Yeah, so Coder Dojo, yeah, that's a good resource.
Yeah.
For learning.
Lots of people who are willing to teach you.
Assuming that there are some listeners who don't know about Coder Dojo here, but seeing as it's the Coder Dojo podcast, that's unlikely. But, okay.
Luca.
It's Scratch. It's not exactly coding, but it does help.
Burn him!
No, but it can help children. I'm not talking about children that aren't mature enough to learn actual code about like making typos and stuff like that. Scratch would be good for them, and Stencil works.
If
people are a little bit more mature, because it's got coding blocks in it as well.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the best solution for dealing with someone who's like gonna go too far into Scratch is as soon as they start making something that's really cool, and you should just like tell them stop and start with actual programs, because it's so unfortunate because they just start on like, oh yeah, I understand it, it's awesome, great, now change.
No, then one time
the
Coder Dojo. Oh yeah, you see what you're.
Oh yeah, but like Scratch is really good if like the kid is young enough to not like has difficulty spelling correctly, because a lot of code is unforgiving with spelling.
Yeah, Scratch is great if you're under like 6 or 8.
Yeah, it's like introduces you to programming, like
yeah,
the concept
yeah.
of it.
Yeah, and like
logic and stuff,
telecoding
and
whatnot.
And another one, which would just be if you're fairly advanced and you want to learn Java, just use Orcless. I think I'm pronouncing that right.
Is what?
Orcless.
Oracle?
Maybe.
Orcless? Something.
They make
like
Java.
Like, as in
okay.
one time.
I think that's Oracle.
Yeah, it's Oracle.
Yeah,
yeah.
Anyway,
on the topic
website.
Of
it's
Scratch, one time, the Coder Dojo.
Okay, good. Alan, source.
YouTube. If you need to learn anything, you can just
true,
look it up.
True,
on
yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of helpful videos on YouTube's on the YouTubes, and they've got a lot of nice step-by-step visual aids for that. So yeah, YouTube.
So long
is
as you have
good.
Enough internet access
and
that
enough,
you can
and enough time.
Watch it
some,
in high definition.
Some tutorials on YouTube can be a little bloated because it just takes longer to say and show things.
Also, I'd suggest doing one that actually has somebody that has a lot of subscribers, so that
yes,
don't
if they don't have a lot of subscribers, don't give them any more.
Because they like. Won't really understand it themselves
yeah.
that much, and they might make mistakes.
But that's sort of a catch-22 then.
Yes.
Because if you don't have a lot of subscribers, then how are you meant to...
Well, no, you
also,
let,
you
like,
if you
like,
are
like,
at
you
a
let the
down.
Other...
Like, I would give it about... Like, if give it about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And, like,
yeah.
if it's not good, like, you'll be
yeah.
able to know yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. Make your own decisions. Be smart about it.
Also, if you're at a Coder Dojo, first, of course, look up things on the internet and W3 schools and stuff. But don't like go to YouTube videos immediately because it uses up a lot of like bandwidth and stuff. So.
Yeah, like YouTube's for home. If
yeah.
you're at a Coder Dojo, don't use
ask
up the bandwidth.
Mentor.
Yeah, just ask
a mentor.
Mentor.
They're there to help. You'll make their day by asking them a question.
Yeah, it's actually true. Another one that I've been seeing floating around, I wouldn't recommend it the most, but there's sort of paid websites. For example, I think Treehouse is called one of them.
Linda.
And Lynda.com is another one where you pay like a monthly subscription out of €7 a month. And
yeah.
then you get unlimited access to like their video courses. And they provide you with exercise files. And like, it's not just for coding. They do like apps and stuff as well.
Yeah. If you have the cash.
Yeah.
Yeah, so basically, we all said things that are like all free and stuff. But he said things that you actually have to pay for.
No, like I'm not. I'm not recommending going straight away.
He still pays permission.
Got that educational bling.
Shush now.
Like, I've seen some of them, and they are good. And they do provide you with the exercise files, which I think is helpful.
Is it a bit like K-12?
I don't know that it's...
It's online schooling thing. I've never used it, but they, like, pay, and you'll give them, they'll give you, like, video courses and stuff that are, like, live and stuff.
They don't give you live, but I think you download them.
Oh. Yeah. Live would be cool.
Oh, and the precisely wrong solution is to just keep getting frustrated and do nothing.
Yeah.
Or cry in the corner for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
I do that one.
Yeah, same.
Sorry.
What about forums? I haven't used any forums.
Very good forums.
I used to use them when I used to play games.
Up until recently, forums confused me. Until I was shown Reddit and started, like, I sort of forced myself into Reddit. I was like, okay, I have to, like, and then Reddit confused me for, like, the first week, and then it opened my, then I was like, you're not meant to understand Reddit or form.
You just experience Reddit. Yeah. Actually, Stack Overflow is a really great resource.
I
really like Stack Overflow.
What's Stack Overflow?
Basically, people ask coding questions, and they get answered. And you get different solutions from different people. Some might be more optimized, some might be less. It's great.
By the way, I just
want to
say something before the moment passes. It is called Reddit, not Comprehendit.
Oh.
Wow. Okay, continue.
No, sorry, that hurt somewhere. okay. Stack Overflow. Stack Overflow is a great resource. Lots of helpful people, oftentimes you'll find that someone else has already asked your questions, so you don't even have to have that pesky human interaction.
Yeah, but just make sure you follow the rules so nobody replies, because the people on that websites do follow the rules. If someone makes a duplicate post or something like that, you'll be ignored and it'll be locked. So.
Well, the cool thing is, like, people can link one question to another. So if the question's already been asked, your question will be linked to another one. And you'll see that, and then you'll be like, oh, there's... Then more people can go through your question to the other to the actual answer that's been already answered by someone else.
Yeah, but it's still good to make sure you haven't done that. And also, the good thing is, it's not only coding as well, they do other things as well.
Yeah.
And on that note, my fair Fraulines, I was actually corrected yesterday. I was saying Fraulines, but apparently that's wrong.
Okay.
And apparently the literal translation of that is the fair wives. So, but I don't care. It's alliteration. I like alliteration. So, until I'm going to say it the way I was saying, either way, thug life, get on my level.
Yeah, I know you.
So, until next time, my fair Fraulines, we will... this is goodbye. People, say goodbye. I have been Kevin Smith. People, do you want to plug your Twitters? I am at Kevin the Pirate on Twitter. Liam, are you on Twitter?
We have a Twitter thing. Just Coffee Gears Dev.
At Coffee Gears, that's Liam
Coffee
and
Gears.
Riley.
Coffee Gears Dev.
Coffee Gears Dev.
Someone already took Coffee Gears.
Oh.
Yeah.
Luca. You're at Luca Forder, is it?
I'm afraid they don't want to not say it because my family stalked me on it before, so I changed it.
Okay.
You're not on there.
I'm not going to say it because I don't use it a lot.
Oh, yes. Yeah, we don't use it as much.
Yeah, why were we even saying that?
You spam yourself.
I make like bots and stuff, and believe me, you don't want to go there.
Yeah,
okay. Oh, jeez.
Would that have been loud?
Yeah, probably.
The audio
just went.
Apologies for that.
So,
it's
and
dying.
And we will see you next time. Goodbye, people.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.